Well, hello, William. Hey, I'm back again. Daddy-o. Hey, and guess what? This is chapter one. This is chapter one of Payoff from Mr. Glubb. And this is all about how Strongbones and Gustav Pioneer, GP to you, made it to the front door of Troll Mountain. And you'd think it'd be really easy. Just drive up and knock on the door. But not for Strongbones and GP. So here's the story. If you remember, Strongbones had gone to his friend Tuggy Tuddy and had borrowed his motorbike, okay? And Tuggy Tuddy's a very generous kid, and he said, yeah, just fill it with gas and bring it back, I'm fine. So Strongbones rode home, and GP rode over to Strongbones' house with his truck, and he had a great night. Oh, he stayed up late. That night he shouldn't have stayed up late, but he was talking to Strongbones' mom and dad, Longbones and Sweetbones, and his little sister. He was playing with his little sister, Cutebones. Oh, Cutebones. Cutebones really liked GP. Oh, she had a crush on GP. And Cutebones' little cat, Persimmon. Oh, Persimmon. But they finally all went to bed because Strongbones said, we have to get up first thing in the morning because we're going to Troll Mountain. His dad looked at him and said, you're going where, young man? We're going to Troll Mountain. We have to get back a jeep for my good friend GP. You're going to Troll Mountain? Have you thought this through? Strongbones said, I sure have. Sure have. Mr. Glubb owns GP. A new jeep because they trashed his old jeep. I have it right here. Just right here in this book here. You know, this book that you wrote, Dad. It's Masters of the Underground, Troll Society and Economy. See, back here where it's the laws. Mr. Club's law. Well, Longbones couldn't argue with him, so he said, okay. So they all went to bed, and GP slept on the couch. And he had a couple pillows, and he had a blanket, and it was really a cozy, comfy couch, and so he fell asleep. Then in the middle of the night, little Persimmon came down, and she curled up on his tummy, and she lay there purring while he snored. He was asleep, and he was dreaming. It was a wonderful dream. And the next thing he knew, he felt something on his head. He said, whoa, whoa, what? And there was Strongbones. It just touched him on the top of his head and said, we have to get up. We have to get going. GP looked around. It was still dark. Strongbones said, well, we got to be up. We got to be up here. We got out the door by the time the sun comes up. Come on. We got some breakfast for you. So GP got up and he washed and brushed his teeth. And he went downstairs and had a cup of a big bowl of granola with milk on top. Oh, Sweetbones knows how to make the best granola. And he had some orange juice all the way from that way that place they call Florida. And he had this juice. Oh, it was delicious. And he was ready to go. He grabbed his backpack, and he had everything in his backpack he needed. He had his cameras and his audio recorder. He had all of his thumb drive info packs. He had the audio video digitizer projector that Marvel Raptrack had given him. He tucked that in his backpack, made sure that was safe, put it on his back. Strongbones said, we gotta go. Stepped out on the front porch just as the sun was coming up over the mountains. And he could hear roosters. Oh, the air smelled great. Oh, the air smelled wonderful to be up so early in the morning. He got up, they climbed on the bike. Strongbones said, we're off. And they took off. Well, the last time Strongbones had done this, he was in a race for time. So he'd gone through all the back roads. He'd gone over deer trails and over streams and down places nobody would bring a bike. But this time, because they weren't going to Troll Mountain, they didn't have to rush. He took the big road, the road that Gustav Pioneer had taken. He drove down the road, went past Marvel Rap Tracks, and rode into the hills. Well, you could call it a road. One might call it a road. It was a dirt road. But it was graved and graded, and it had some travel, and he putzed along and rode on, and GP hung on to him in the back of the motorbike until they got to the fork. Strongbones said, well, now here is the fork in the road. You remember this place? GP looked at it and said, oh, yeah. Don't go that way. And he pointed down the way he had gone when he had driven into the hills to be confronted by the teenage trolls. Strongbones said, you're right, that's not the way to go, though that is the way we are going to go. But I tell you what, this is something you never saw. Let's go up to the ledge, up to where the Tuddy Troll Train takes people in during the troll romp, and I'll show you what Troll Mountain looks like. Come on. So they headed up the hill, under the cedars and the Douglas fir, and there were owls still hooting, in the trees, and little bunnies ran this way and that way, and Strongbones even thought he saw a couple coyote running through the grasses, and it was a beautiful morning. Oh, the sun was bright. Was bright in the sky. Sky was blue. Wasn't a cloud. It was gorgeous. What a day to be alive in the mountains. So they scooted up the road. And this was well used. It was pretty well graded and had gravel on it. And it was a nice open road because, after all, the tiny troll train trucks had to get up there, the buses. And they had to make sure that they didn't get anybody upset with mumpiness. So they came up to the top of the ridge. And there was a big meadow. Well, it had been a meadow. Part of it was now a parking lot. Because that's what Mr. Tuddy had put down, a parking lot for his cars and for his buses and for everybody going up there. And then there was a little, looked like a little reviewing stand, and then a whole row of spy glasses or magnify or long telescopes, and then a railing, because he didn't want people falling off. And they walked to the edge of the railing, and there, way away on the other side of the valley, was this mountain that rose straight up off the valley floor, went straight up, 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 and there was ice, 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 ice. There was a glacier on the side of the mountain. And there, way on the side, on the edge of a little meadow, was this tiny little dark dot. And Strongbow said, "See that dark dot? That, my friend, is the door to Troll Mountain. And that's where we're going." So GP said, "Wow, wow, wow." Then he walked around a little bit, and he came upon, oh my goodness, a little, looked like a little house. It didn't have any walls, but it had a roof, and it had a railing around it, and on the door, it said, "Special Viewing Station." And he looked down, there was a ladder going down. And the ladder went down into the ground, and he said, "What's this?" Strongbones just looked at him and said, "I think that goes out to a ledge to get you a little closer to Troll Mountain." So he said, "Can I look?" So Strongbone said, "Sure." So GP climbed on the ladder. And at the bottom of the ladder, he climbed this long tunnel. And at the end of the tunnel, there was a little ledge, like a cave, and then a ledge. And by golly, there was a telescope there. And he put a quarter in, because he had to put a quarter in to see. And he looked down, and there he had a direct view of the door to Troll Mountain. Now, it looked like a big door. And there was a path going to it. And the path ran along the side of the glacier, ran along the side, up and over the top, and then disappeared on the other side. Oh, this is interesting. I wonder who made this. Now, there are stories around William. There are stories that actually that cave and that tunnel and that little ladder going down, the whole thing, that was really Strongbones' escape. And that Strongbones had been stuck on the side of the mountain. And here's the way the story goes. I mean, really, listen. And that the bears and the coyotes and the foxes and everybody, even badgers, had gotten together to dig a big hole down and then a tunnel out to him to rescue him. And he had to sit there like for a whole day because he'd running after his hat and he fell over the edge. But I don't know about that story because after all, what, bears and coyotes working together to dig a hole and foxes and badgers? Anyway, that's the story. So GP came back, climbed up the ladder, said to Strongbow, said, gee, that's awful high up. And there's a road. Can we get by on that road?" And Strongbow said, "You know, I think it's better on foot, but we got the motorbike. We'll do it." So they turned around and they went back down the mountain to be able to run the other side of the fork and to go up over Glub's Glacier. Now, it's too bad they didn't arrive 10 minutes earlier. Because if they'd gotten there 10 minutes earlier, they would have seen the two teams of troll raiders leave the front door and head over the glacier on a raid. And the one team was led by Thugsy. Now, Thugsy was a big troll. He was a big boy. He had bristly hair, like a beard that he'd never shaved. And he had hair that stuck out all over his head. And it was just stuck out like brush. It was just, oh my goodness. And he was big. He was tall. He had muscles. And he was ugly. Ugly, ugly, ugly. Well, most trolls are ugly, but he was ugly. But he wasn't as ugly as his twin brother, Pugly. Pugly was ugly. Thugsy was ugly. Pugly was even more ugly. And he was just as big and just as heavy and huge and kind of ugly, 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 mean. And he looked like he had hair growing in patches all around his face like weeds. And then he had the strangest hairdo up top. It stuck straight up and like it was a fountain, straight up on his head. And then he had it curved down over his ears in two braids Oh my goodness, you got to tell me this was crazy, crazy, crazy. But he was the other commander, and they had two raiding parties, and they were out to raid before the end of the fall, before winter came. They had to bring something back good to Mr. Glubb. Something yummy, something maybe a lot of, maybe something that would be really, oh, the best thing to eat in the middle of the winter. So they were out looking, especially for trucks carrying groceries, because they wanted something good. So they went out, and you never know where they're, well, you'd never guess where they're going, would you? Oh, yes, you would. So Strongbones and Gustav Pannier started down, roaring down, back down the road. And they got down to the fork in the road. There was a river on the side. It was coming over the rocks, splashing and happy. And there were the light in the trees was gorgeous. The smell of the late fall, middle fall, was really wonderful. And Strongbones said, "Okay, hang on to your hat." And of course, GP did hang on to his hat, and Strongbones roared off up the faded road. Well, he went barreling down the road and came right to the edge of the glacier where GP had stopped. Oh, not a half a year before that. And there was the tracks left from his jeep. Of course, Strongbones had come up already with Mr. Tuddy and Mr. Tuddy's son Tuggy, and they'd brought the tow truck and towed it back. And I think his jeep was sitting somewhere on Marvel Rap Track's farm, waiting to be broken down for inventions for Marvel Rap Track. But you could see where the tires had been. You could see where it had sat. You could see where things were kind of broken up. And he said, Strongbone stopped and said, "GP, look, there's where you were. There's where the trolls came out of the hills. Oh my goodness. Well, see that little road there? See the road, the track going under the trees? That's where we're going." And GP said, "Okay, I hope you know what you're doing." So he did. He roared up that track. And he roared, 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 came around a turn, and stopped. Because guess what he saw? He saw the ugly face of Thugsy the troll and a half a dozen of his troll warriors. And they had been sitting there leaning on their spears, arguing over the best way to go to get down to a truck of goodies, 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 goodies. And one group wanted to go down the river, and the other group wanted to go along the side of the glacier. And Thugsy was yelling at them to tell them to stop arguing, because he was boss. Of course, trolls don't like to be boss, so they were arguing back. And they were having a pretty big argument, so they didn't notice Strongbones until he almost roared into them. The two sides looked at each other. The trolls looked at the humans, said, "Huh? Huh?" And Thugsy went, "Huh? Huh? Humans! Humans! What are humans doing here?" He didn't speak too well. Of course, a lot of trolls don't speak too well. But he was really pretty. So he said, "Humans!" Then he looked at his guys and said, "Get 'em, guys!" Of course, it was only after he looked at Strongbones and said in troll, "What are you doing here?" Which, as you know, is not a very good thing to have coming from a troll. And Strongbones looked at Thugsy, and he said something in troll back that made Thugsy very mad. And I'm not going to repeat it because it's not a nice thing to say. And then he said, "We're out of here." And he turned the motorbike and he roared off, vroom, down the road. Well, he had half a dozen trolls running behind him. And, well, trolls are ugly. Trolls are big. Trolls are kind of, well, they're not the sharpest pencil in the pencil box. But they can run. And, boy, they started running. And they scattered out through the trees. And they knew the woods better than anybody else. So they knew the shortcuts. And they started to cut off Strongbones. Even though he was on the motorbike, he couldn't go that fast. And all of a sudden, he realized that they were almost going to be caught. He had to do something. So he stopped. He said, "Okay, all right, hang on, GP." He looked over, and there was a little stream. And running beside the stream was a little tiny, faint path, the kind that, like, deer make when they go to the stream or foxes run through. He said, "We're taking that." He turned around, and he rode right up the stream, right through the stream. Got their feet wet, everything. He drove up the stream and then came up on the side and said, "We're heading up. We'll go up to the glacier and run over the glacier. That's what we have to do." So he rode up and he came up the stream. He came under the trees. GP had a duck because branches would knock off his hat almost, and he got ahead of him. And then blackberries would scrape at his legs. "Ow, those are sharp," because blackberries do have thorns. And then they'd race through, and he raced around a corner and raced up to the edge of the glacier. I said, "Okay, here we are. Whew. I don't see any trolls here. Let's go. We can just go up and over the glacier here and pick up the road and be at Troll Mountain before we have any more of these big boys." And he took off on his motorbike up over the glacier. They came around a corner and bonk! Guess what? Oh, you do guess it. You know. It was Pugly. Oh, Thuggly Thugsy's twin. And Pugly, even uglier than Thugsy, was even a little slower, too. He said, "What are you doing here, humans? Oh, humans!" Strongbones didn't like this. It's one thing to run into one raiding party. It's another thing to run into a second raiding party. Raiding parties, well, raiding parties are volunteers. And they say, "Yeah, I want to go raiding." And typically, the trolls that like to go raiding are the trolls that, well, like to smash things a lot. I mean, if you think about it, Grassy, Rocky, and Bernie are perfect little examples of trolls who are going to become raiding trolls because they like smashing things and stealing things and taking things, and they think it's funny. They think it's great. So here's another half dozen, six or seven, big, old, ugly trolls. And this huge troll, Pugly, standing in front of him with a spear, and he has stones. And he says, "Hey, where are you going? Come back here, you humans." Well, Strongbones wasn't going to wait for this. He turned around and went back the way he came. And then he kept looking for a place he could take off over the glacier. And he started gunning for that because he figured he'd have to get up and over the glacier and down the other side to get away from them. Well, here's where trolls can be smart. I know you think trolls aren't smart. Trolls are dumber than rocks. Well, some of them are. But they have learned how to communicate at distances. Why? Because they have to hunt. And a lot of times, they'll put somebody on the road, and they'll have to flash a couple of miles away that there's a big truck coming. So they can get out on the road and put down all their nails and stuff like that to blow the tires out. So they use little mirrors. And they each troll comes with a little mirror, and they can put it on their wrist, and they know how all these signals with mirrors, and they catch the sun, and they flash. And by flashing, they can tell somebody who's coming, how fast he's coming, how far away, and they are very good at this. I don't know why trolls can do mirror language, and they can't really get English, but at least they do know troll. So Pugly was like, "Huh, they're headed back to where I think my twin brother is." So he got out his mirror, and he hit the sun, and he started blinking it, blinking, blinking. Well, way down the mountain was Thugsy. And Thugsy was still running down the mountain, thinking they were going to catch Strongbones, when he saw this blink. And he looked up on the glacier, and there was a blink, and he said, "Ooh, that's my bro, Pugly." And he stopped and started reading it. And the blink was saying, "Humans on the glacier! Humans on the glacier! Help! Come quick! Catch them!" "Oh," Thugsy said, "but I wonder if those are the humans we're chasing. Oh." And so he got out his mirror and he started blinking it to all his men. And he said, "Go to the glacier, go to the glacier." So all the men, all of his trolls, I'm saying men, how silly of me, all of the trolls who were running through the woods and they caught the wink, stopped and read the blink. Blink, blink. Then they sent their own message back, "Coming, boss." And they turned around and started running for the glacier because they knew now that that tricky human hadn't gone back down to the meadow where the GP had been trashed. He was heading up over the glacier. What kind of human is this? He's kind of dumb, they were thinking. Dumb, dumber than stones. Huh, we got to catch him. Huh, this will be good. We'll drag him back to Mr. Glub. Ho, ho. And they started running. Well, now Strongbones has about a dozen trolls running after him, plus two of the biggest, ugliest, I don't want to say stupidest. I really don't want to say that. When they passed out brains, Thugsy and Pugly weren't there, okay? So, but they're running anyway. They're thudding along. They've got big spears, and they're ready to catch this human because, after all, they have to bring him to Mr. Glub because he's broken the law of the trolls, which says no humans on Troll Mountain. And on top of that, they thought they'd have some fun by playing catch with them or something. You know, just rough them up a little bit. Let them know that they shouldn't be on Troll Mountain. So they went running. And they started running. And Strongbones roared off in the glacier. Now, this is kind of hard because glaciers are made of ice, if you haven't noticed. And ice is slippery, if you haven't noticed. And driving a motorbike over ice means that you're taking two moving wheels and putting it over slippery stuff. And that typically isn't good. And so he was swaying and twisting and skidding. And poor GP was on the back hanging on as hard as he could. Whoa, whoa, almost fell over on that one. Whoa, there went the bike. Whoa. But Strongbones is pretty good with a motorbike. And he kept it upright. He kept it going. And he came to a spur on the glacier. And he stopped. And he said, "Okay, I think we've lost him. I don't see any. I think we've lost him. Oh, good." Well, Fortunately, GP was looking too. And he looked down and he said, what's that over there a little bit? And Strongbones looked, and there he could see the heads. One, two, three, four, five, count them, trolls, running as fast as they could, coming up on the ice. Oh dear, they're coming here. They're going to catch us if we stay here. Let's see, where do we want to head to? And then he looked over the other edge, and there on the other edge were one, two, three, four, count them, five, heads of trolls. And the trolls were gunning pell-mell towards him. Oh, that's not good either. There are trolls that way, too. How are we going to do this? I have a funny feeling this isn't going to work out right. So he turned around and tried running along the glacier until he could get up and over the glacier and come down the other side. Well, trouble is, glaciers are icy, and he had a big patch of ice. And when he hit that patch of ice, he skidded. And when he skidded, he fell over on the bike. And GP fell over, and his backpack fell over, and everything went clattering out. Oh, my goodness. And then the motorbike lay on its side. Strongbone said, oh, no. Oh, and he climbed out. Are you okay? GP was okay. He didn't broken his leg or anything, but he was bruised. Ouch. He banged his... And then all his stuff was all over the glacier. He said, oh, my backpack. And he went into his backpack, and he went and picked up his camera and his audio recorder, and he had to get the audio video digitizer projector, and he put that in his backpack, and then he took some of the food that had spilled, and they were there, and he said, oh, got to pack this all back. Well, while he was doing that, Strongbones is trying to get the motorbike back up and running. And this was kind of tricky because when he'd gone sideways and slipped, he'd sort of crunched a little bit of, like, the fender. And the fender was crunched into the wheel. And so because the fender was crunched into the wheel wasn't turning. And so Strongbones is saying, oh, we got to fix this. What am I going to do with this fender? And GP was saying, okay, I got my stuff. I put it back in my backpack. Get everything laced down tight. Oh, good. Well, what are we going to do? And Strongbone said, I don't know. We got this fender here. What am I going to do with this fender? GP looked at it. They said, I don't know. Can we bend it? Strongbone said, it's metal. What do you mean? GP said, well, maybe we can bend it. Maybe, here, I'll grab it. You grab it. We'll both see if we can bend it up. Well, this is the back wheel, and it was the little fender over the back wheel, and it was so bent down, it was standing on the wheel. So GP said, come on, you cry, I'll try. And they put their fingers under it, and they went, that fender budged? No, not at all. So they tried it again. Come on. Did that fender budge? No, not at all. It was stuck, and the wheel was stuck, and the wheel couldn't go. And the longer they waited, the faster the trolls were getting to them. And then Strongbone said, look it, we got one more try, and then we got to run. So GP said, okay, I got to do it. And Strongbone said, okay, let's go. And they both stood in their hands, they put their hands under the fender, and they pulled the fender up as hard as they could. Well, just along the crease where the fender had bent, it was getting weaker and weaker every time they pulled. It's called metal fatigue. And just because they put up so much pressure and they put in all of their, oh no, the trolls are going to get us kind of pressure, up came the fender and it was sticking straight up now, but it was off the wheel. And Strongbone said, yay, okay, let's go, buddy, let's go. And they both climbed on the motorbike and he headed over to some snow, some hard snow, not some ice. And he said, we got to take off. Let's go down the mountain. So they started to go down the mountain, and there in front of them was a whole line of trolls. Strongbone said, look, you see, if we come this path and we go down right to the middle of them, we can reach the path that goes to Troll Mountain. And if we once we get into the door, we can knock on the door, and if we get inside, we're safe because the trolls aren't as aggressive inside. They'll take us to Mr. Club, but we got to do it. And the GP said, gee, I don't know. How are we going to get there? How are we going to get through that line? So Strongbone said, well, listen, didn't you take some snacks? Don't you have some apples or some nuts or raisins or anything like that? And GP said, well, yeah, I got a couple packs or boxes of raisins. And I got some apples. I was going to eat some apples. And I have some candy bars. Strongbone said, oh, trolls love candy bars. They love chocolate. GP looked at him and said, oh, no, I'm not getting rid of my candy bars. So Strong Bone said, okay, what else do you have? GP said, oh, and I have some fruit, and I have some mango in can, and I have some bubble gum. Oh, said Strong Bones, they like bubble gum. We'll throw bubble gum at them. That'll get them distracted. No, said GP. I'm not letting go of my bubble gum. I'm not letting go. Then he looked up, and he saw that they were sort of getting surrounded. And these trolls weren't happy to begin with. And then having to run several miles to track down some humans who shouldn't be here anyway, they were less happy. Let's say they were grumpy, and they looked it, and their hair was sticking out on end, and they had breath coming out hard and heavy, and you could almost smell their bad breath, and they looked like they hadn't had a kind word in weeks, and they were running pell-mell with spears up. And so GP said, okay, candy and bubblegum it is. So Strongbone said, good, well, grab it out. So GP reached into his backpack and pulled out some candy bars, and he pulled out some bubble gum, and he said, okay, I'm ready to go. And Strongbone said, great, we're going. And he gunned the engine and headed straight to Thugsy. Well, I have to say, if I had Pugsley behind me and Thugsy in front of me, I'd head to Thugsy, even though he's ugly too. But Pugsley scares me, even thinking about him. So he drove his motorbike, headed straight to Thugsy. I'm coming at you, guy. Right? And the trolls knew what to do with a charge like that. That was like a wild war coming at them, right? They all of a sudden stopped. They took their spears. They stood up shoulder to shoulder and stuck their spears straight out. While Strongbones kept this up, he was going to run right into a spear or run right into Thugsy. Either way, it wasn't going to be good. So that's the point when GP started throwing stuff. He threw a Snickers bar. He threw a Milky Way. He threw a couple more chocolate bars. And one of them dropped at the feet of one of the trolls. And he looked down, said, candy. Ooh, candy. Well, being a troll, and well, as I said, not the sharpest pencil in the pencil box, he looked down and said, oh, candy. And he dropped his spear and reached down to pick up the candy. And then another troll looked at it and said, huh, candy? And he spotted another candy bar lying a couple feet away. And he said, oh, and he bent down to pick that up. And that's when GP started throwing bubble gum. Well, the bubble gum was in little packets, okay, of three pieces of gum. And when he threw them, he tried to throw them high. And yes, indeedy, he hit Thugsy right in the head. Boom! And he hit a couple more trolls with his gumball right in the head. Boom! And the trolls looked and said, oh, what? And they looked down and they saw bubble gum. Oh, my goodness. Listen, if there's anything trolls like more than candy bars and chocolate, it is bubble gum. They don't get enough bubble gum. They can't get enough bubble gum. As a matter of fact, if they found a truck with nothing but bubblegum, that would be like, woohoo! That would be the best thing ever. They'd get, oh, Mr. Glove would love it. So they started running for the bubblegum. And Thugsy said, hey, Kahuman, Human! And then he saw a candy bar come rolling through the air and landed right behind him. He said, huh, candy? And then a bubblegum piece hit him in the head right between the eyes. Bonk, oh! He looked down and saw the bubblegum and said, oh, bubblegum! And he dropped his spear and reached down to grab the bubblegum and then turned around to grab the candy bar. And while he was turned around to grab the candy bar with his bottom sticking straight up in the air, guess who drove by? Boom! Strong Bones! Woohoo! And Strong Bones reached out with his hand. Oh, William, I shouldn't be telling you this. I know I shouldn't be telling you this. But poor Thugsy was leaning over, picking up his candy bar, and there was this big bottom. Well, Strong Bones said, well, I can't resist. And he went by and went, oh, right on Thugsy's bottom, and it made him roll over on his nose, and he rolled into the snow, and he was really mad. And because he rolled over in his bubble gum, and he crunched it all up into little pieces, and it was kind of like muddy and dirty, and he was so mad. He looked around, he picked up his spear, and he started running. He didn't care what his trolls did. He was going to get that human. Well, Strongbones took off. Now, as I said, he's on the glacier. It's icy. It's snowy. They're skidding along. The little fender in the back is sticking straight up like a little tail. Woo! And they finally hit the little road. Well, it is a road that goes to Troll Mountain. That is true. And it goes right to the door. That is true. But you or me might not call it a road. You might not want to ride your bicycle on it because it's really made for walking slowly. But Strongbones was dead set on getting to this door. So he took off. Vroom! And he put up the speed. Vroom! And he put up the speed. Oh, he was going as fast as he could. He was just going as fast as he could. And those trolls were coming over the mountain as fast as they could. Because, by the way, trolls run pretty well on the snow and the glaciers. Their feet are made for it. And besides, they have shoes that sometimes they put little nails in with a glacier. But anyway, they were running up and over, and they weren't worried about the road. They were coming up over the top. And then they started throwing spears. A spear went by. Boom. Another spear went by. Boom. They didn't care about candy anymore. They were caring about humans. Humans. And Thugsy was right behind him. He was so mad. Oh, he was so mad. I'm telling you. If he could have smoke coming out of his ears, he would, because he was that angry. And he took his spear and he heaved it. He heaved it as hard as he could. And he threw it. And that spear went over Strong Bones' head and landed in the road right in front of Strong Bones. Well, Strong Bones couldn't move in time. He was going so fast. He saw this spear come down on the road. It landed in the road. And then he ran into it. Well, he ran over it. He ran past it. He was done. Phew, I made it. Except the spearhead had hit his tire. And his tire had a rupture. And it was bleeding air. And the tire was going flat. Oh, no, said Strong Bones. Oh, the tire's going flat. Well, we got to go. At least we got one tire. And the back tire was still good, thank goodness, because GP was sitting over it. And he kept driving. Well, you know, when you're on a motorbike or any bike and you blow a tire, now you're running on the rim. And guess what happens when you run on the rim? Well, you destroy the rim. Well, that was happening. But Strong Bones was not going to get caught by troll raiders. And he was going to make the door. And they came around a bend. And there in front of him was the door. It was not that far away, a couple hundred yards. We can make it. Well, the front tire was already almost torn off. It was like kabunk, 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 kabunk. And the rim was starting to get kind of like, well, looking more like a square than a round. And he was, everything was bouncing. And GP was bouncing. And Strong Bones said, we're going to make it. Come on. And he stepped in the gas. And he went forward. And behind him, a couple more trolls showed up. And they threw spears. And the Strong Bones said, we're going to make it. We'll get there. And then, one of the trolls, who knows how he did it, could have been Pugly. Pugly was kind of big and beefy, and he threw stuff. Could have been one of the other trolls, who knows. But he threw his spear, and he made a lucky hit. And that hit went right through the rear tire spokes, right between them. And the wheel came up, and it hit that fender, hit the back seat. Thank goodness it didn't hit GP's legs, because GP was sitting right. He had his legs up, and the spear came around, and it crunched through the spokes, and it crashed through the wheel, and it smashed into the bike, and then it fell out. But that was that wheel, and the wheel started to fall off. Well, Strong Bones gunned it as hard as he could, but the front wheel is dying, the back wheel is dying, and he said, jump off! And GP, who knew how to take orders, jumped, and then Strong Bones jumped. Well, their motorbike kept going a little bit. It did indeedy. It kept going a little bit. It did indeedy. And then it hit the edge of the cliff in front of Troll Mountain Door. And it went over the edge. Whoa! Oh, goodbye, Tuggy Tuddy's bike. I guess he's going to have to do more than put gas in it. But that didn't matter to them, because Strong Bones and GP were now going pell-mell to the door. Run, 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 run. And they had a whole dozen angry trolls running after them. Roar! They picked up their spears and started throwing spears again. They didn't care about Mr. Club anymore. They wanted to get these two humans. Roar! They started running. Strong Bones and Weak Knees got up to the door, and Strong Bones started banging on it. Bang, 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 bang. Right behind the door, a window opened, and the troll looked out. Strong Bones said, open up. I need to see Mr. Club. Well, right at that moment, a spear came through and banged right on the door. Kaboosh! The guard behind the door looked up and saw more trolls. And let me tell you this. This is one more thing that's good to know about trolls. Trolls are possessive. Trolls like things. They like to possess things. They like to make things theirs. And that guard troll looked out, and he saw all these other mean raider trolls. He also saw Thugsy and Pugly, whom he couldn't stand. And he said, oh, I'm not going to let them beat him. There's a human. There's two humans. I'm not going to let them. This is for Mr. Glob. You know what he did? You know what he did? He opened a small door on the side of the troll door, because this is a big, huge door. It takes a lot of people to open it. But they have a little door on the side that you can go in and out if you're just one person. And he opened that door. He reached out with a big, hairy arm, and he grabbed Strong Bones. Now, Strong Bones is a pretty big boy. Big, 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 And he grabbed him as if you were like Lauren. And he said, you're coming in here. And he grabbed him in. And he sat him down. And then he reached down again and got GP and said, you too, buddy boy. And he grabbed him and pulled him in too. And slammed the door shut and put a bar on it. Well, that was just in time. Because then Thugsy and Pugly came up to the door and started pounding on it. Let me have those humans. Give me those humans. And the guard just opened the door. He looked out and he said, you two are supposed to be raiding. You left here just an hour ago. You're supposed to be on your way to get something good for Mr. Club. And it better be chocolate. So don't talk to me. And he slammed the little window shut. And Thugsy and Pugly couldn't do much. The door was barred. They couldn't get in. In order to get into the fountain, they'd have to go around the back of the glacier to some of the secret passageways and make their way through. And they didn't want to do that. They were supposed to be raiding. So they looked at each other and then they growled and complained and all the things trolls do. Anyway, they picked up their spears and they said, okay, we'll get them later. And they walked off the glacier down to the woods to go raiding. And Strongbones and GP had made it to Troll Mountain. Strongbones at this point had stood up. He looked at the guard and he said in Troll, take me to Mr. Glub right now. The troll looked at Strongbones and said in deep, deep troll, what are you doing here? Which you know and I know is not a good thing to hear from trolls. And then GP stood up. And GP, by the way, had been practicing his troll because he'd been reading the book, right? You know the book. It's Masters of the Underground, Troll Society and Economy. Well, he'd been reading the book and he said, we're here to see Mr. Glub. And the troll guard looked at the two humans and said, humans? Humans speaking troll? Because let me tell you, not many humans have ever been to Troll Mountain. There was only a couple. And one of them was Longstreet Bones, who had spent some time with the trolls when he was rewriting his book. And the other one was Strong Bones, when Strong Bones came with Weak Knees to get Cute Bones back from Glubilda, because Cute Bones is being kept as a pet. And then he saved the mountain, and Mr. Glub really liked that. But then here he's back again, and he wants to see Mr. Glub. Well, this troll guard didn't know what to think. So he thought, the best thing I can do is I can take them to the dungeons. Oh, and my goodness, William, the story goes on from here. But that's where I'm going to leave you. That's where it is. He's taking Strongbones and GP to the dungeons. And you know where the dungeons are? They're right next to the werewolf pens. But we'll get to that next time. Chapter 2, Seeking Mr. Glub. But for now, I hope you liked tonight's story. I hope you have a wonderful sleep. Give your sister Lauren a hug. Give your mama and your dada big hugs because they love you so much. And I will talk to you again, little one. Love you, William.